$4 million.
$4.5 million
is Q the new hero, out with Lindsay and with Q.
Looking at this guy and I go, am I falling in love right now?
He turned me on to bathing.
And, really?
Yeah. He turned me on to the.
That sounds good.
Oh, fuck, I go away for 2 weeks. I don't even know where or what I'm walking into.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. Full house today. We got BQ.
Hello.
We got Walt.
Hello.
We got Get'em.
Howdy, y'all.
And we got Frank Five.
Hello. It was a pleasure to come in and see him.
Thank you.
Get'em, I have a new rule for Get'em. I told him I want him to have a mic. Even if he doesn't use it, it's better for him to have it and not use it than to not have it and fucking try to hear him. When I was cutting, not this past week, but the week before when I was cutting the show, you can't hear what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah, kind of. So. I thought the same thing for many,
yeah,
many and many weeks, but
yeah, you're right. I should have voiced it, man.
I thought I did. But.
Get him. Oh boy, what do we got this week? Well, we got to talk about Q.
Oh God,
we got to talk about these charity events.
What's the matter? Because
I submit that these are not charity events. These are mini vacations.
Vacations? I'm at fucking hospitals visiting sick kids.
I look on Instagram.
Kids dying, fucking talking to their parents, crying, hugging them. You think that's a vacation?
I looked. Well, yeah, it depends. I've been on worse.
Yeah.
I was looking on Instagram. You know, I look at Q's. I look at Adam Ray, another guy I'm a fan of.
I saw one sick kid.
One sick kid the whole time.
But if Q is really like what he's – doing what he says he's doing.
Right.
If he is getting blottoed, it's because it's emotional toll, though.
You think like a light PTSD.
I wasn't blottoed.
Even if you're just like having a drink just to like kind of like
sure.
max out and like that's a stressful day.
It's intense. It's yeah. like, it was like 3 hours of going from hospital room to hospital room and, you know, it's just kids that are dying. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, shit, I thought I had problems. That's right.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a sobering, like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. But, it's good. But why am I getting sandbagged with this?
I don't know. I just saw you having a lot of fun there. I saw you, especially not at the hospital. Well, he was smiling pretty big at the hospital, but you got – like Adam Ray was driving and you, Murray, and Sal were in the back of a car. That's what I'm like when I can see – there's certain smiles you have where I'm like, this motherfucker is happy.
No, not at all. That's Adam Ray being like, I have a show tonight. There's still some tickets left. Could we do a commercial? Would you guys mind? Yeah, I'm happy to help my friend, but like, yeah.
A lot of hijinks, it seemed.
No hijinks. I did. I was thinking about you all. I got to meet Travis Kelce. The Kelce brothers. I got to spend time with them.
Really? The tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the former center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm just going to met.
Did you meet his girlfriend?
No.
Did you ask about her?
No, but he did just talk about his girlfriend. Like it was like, I know who you're talking about. he is. I think I know how you feel about Tom Brady. Quite frankly, he might be like the best looking dude I've ever seen in person. He does not come across in pictures like he does in real life. You're like, holy shit, this guy is fucking gorgeous, man, and funny and talented and tall with these piercing blue eyes.
It happened, huh?
What the fuck?
You're a big NFL fan now, yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm a Kansas City fan now. I was like, look at this motherfucker, man. Like, he's just, there's like a presence about him that I was like, fuck, man, I got, now I know how Walt feels about Tom Brady.
That's all – like he didn't even have to like perform in front of you. You just fell in love with him just being in the same room with him.
Just talking. I talked to him for like a half hour or something like that. And like, yeah, just the force of him as a person. I was like – because I'm not a football guy. So
right. Do you say that? Like I'm not a football guy.
No, because we didn't talk about football. We just talked about other things.
This is crazy. I can't remember his girlfriend's name.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Wow, I don't know if that's
an up-and-comer.
I don't know if that's a sign of age or I should be really concerned right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I couldn't remember her name.
I was looking at him. I'm looking at this guy, and I go, am I falling in love right now? Am I Wolf Flanagan? I'm
crazy. Well, you have – but let's be fair, though. Mm. I never fell in love with Tom Brady because of his looks. It was it was the fucking rings that fucking got my eye.
Yeah, well,
that got my heart. Yeah.
You weren't remiss in talking about how fucking handsome he was.
You went on about it quite a bit.
Oh, that's revisionist history.
I don't think so. There's a lot of tape on it.
Go back to the tapes. Yeah.
But as I was talking, I was thinking about you, and I'm like, this guy's a fucking.
Did you say like I got a friend who loves Tom Brady? You didn't say that.
No. We didn't talk sports at all. It never even came up.
Well, he'd have to talk about sports. Just be like, he thinks he's really good looking.
No, I think
you're better looking.
Yeah, you're definitely better looking.
Tall and so handsome. It was something. I was looking about you.
And the other Kelsey brother has a wife who does the podcast with him, right? Do they still do it?
Jason. Yeah, they have a very successful media career.
He's a funny guy. Like, you see why they're
– they're characters.
You see why they're, like, becoming what they are.
They're successful podcasters.
Yeah. And I wasn't even going to tell the story that I wasn't going to tell it on the air because, you know, fucking who wants to get accused of the name dropping. But since you brought it up, I was like, I guess there's pictures of us hanging out there. So, yeah, I was like, fuck, man, this guy's awesome.
You look a little bit like
I'm starstruck.
Jason.
I'm telling you.
No, you look a little bit.
I'm in love.
But you look like his brother, though, Jason. Yeah,
we took a few pictures. Yeah, I was told. Yeah, except for the fact that he's in shape, young, and fucking jacked.
I think you
– We have a beard. And mine's gray.
I think that I could see you putting a football between your legs and handing it to a quarterback.
Oh, I can see you put a football between my legs now too. Slowly.
Hi.
Kansas City fan all the way now. Chiefs fan now. Fuck the New York teams. They play in Jersey.
That's right. I've been saying that since the fucking moment this podcast began.
You have.
And and finally coming around. It only took dreamy Kelsey brothers to turn you.
Yeah, I mean, how does it happen, man? Like you get those kind of genetics. What are those other brothers that you like that are funny?
The Sklar brothers?
No, they're on the – were they on the Giants maybe?
Or, the Manning brothers.
Yeah, that's
Who you like. Yeah, those guys, again –
I've seen them in commercials. They're funny.
They have really good senses of humor, and they are conquering the medium of podcasting.
Them too?
Yeah, them too. Yeah. Everybody's conquering it.
Except us.
Yeah. Well, we got a weekend devoted to us.
That is true. There is a weekend going on right now as we speak.
Fucking years, man. Like, what are you talking about? Let's see them hang on.
Yeah, that's true. Let's
see how their longevity. Are there any other podcasts out there that have this kind of listener base that will come and do meetups? Sure. Are there? Oh, there are. I thought we were the only ones.
Well, you got Legion of Skanks. They throw Skankfest every year, which is a huge
comedy.
Is
it run
fest.
By the podcast? This is all grassroots. They did it themselves. They came out and are here to celebrate us.
I'm sure there are some, but none leap to mind.
We're the only ones, bro.
Yeah, all right. I'll run with that.
We're the only ones.
Yeah, all right.
Run with that.
Right on.
And it was happening it's happening today.
As we speak.
We're having a special surprise Q&A.
Oh, they don't know we're coming?
They don't know that you're – well, they don't know you're coming. Okay. You are the big fuck of kahuna that, tonight.
I just saw Maxwell.
I know. He's gonna tell everybody.
Yeah,
hey.
I haven't seen him in so long. I was like, Maxwell.
Yeah, I kept it a secret.
Yeah, it was good to see him. Still no sleeves on them shirts.
No, it's Maxwell,
keeping
baby.
It real.
Yeah.
I love it.
It really sleeves
for life. Yeah, it was good to
see
Maxwell. That was great. I walked in. I was like,
he's having an amazing second act, Maxwell.
Really?
Yeah, he's telling me his life has never been better. It was really heartwarming to hear. Like, all kidding aside, I'm like, I'm not kidding. It was true. You could just tell he's so proud of himself and he's so happy with his life at this moment.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
It's like kind of like, not that he was in a bad place when we first met him, but like,
oh yes, he was. Oh yes, he was.
All right, maybe he was, but he has really become an upstanding citizen. He's giving speeches at college graduations and stuff.
He's like, teaching at the college too.
He's inspiring the youth. It's a real
Shoeless
feel-good
University.
Story.
Oh, I mean, you need guys who like walk the walk and tread the path and came out on the other side to teach kids.
He really has. Yeah. Maxwell's come a long way from the first time I met him playing hockey.
That's fantastic.
Him telling me stories about, you know, his wild and reckless youth.
Whatever fucking backwoods country. Moonshine running days or whatever. I love that.
And I think that's – you're right, though. I think it gives young people and old people inspiration that's like – he just did it. He put his mind to it and he changed his life. He put in the hard work and he's come through it. And now that's – it should be an example for no matter what age you are.
Forget him.
Well, I mean, Kenny, you know, I want to say this though. This guy right here, he's my guy again.
Why? I'm gone for 14 days? And the whole – what happened?
He has gone from ass hat to asset. Overnight.
What one thing did he do for you?
I've been dosing his food.
He has put in the hard work. He's built things for productions.
Wow.
That look like super professional. You'll see him and you're going to be it's going to knock your socks off some of the stuff that he's been doing behind the scenes. I come in and he has like cued videos that he's like, I know you're going to like this video. And he finds videos that I want to watch.
So he's pampering you.
Yeah. It's
insane. I see.
I'm talking about today about a lot of other podcasts, like maybe other podcasts don't have this kind of grassroots that we have. Yeah. I also think I'm not talking about special guests on other podcasts, but regular people who appear on mic regularly.
Yeah.
There is no one smarter in podcasting.
Oh, boy. We're back to this. Here we go.
Well, I'm serious.
The moon rises. The moon falls. Yeah. The sun rises.
There is nobody smarter in podcasting. I'm not talking about when you have a special guest like Tyrone Degrassi.
Right. Well, there you go.
Or whoever these guys, you know, these bigwigs. Those are guys' special guests.
Yeah.
I'm talking about regular people who appear regularly on a mic on a –
yeah.
Nor on a
cast members of the podcast.
Smartest man in podcasting.
What did he do?
Everything I ask him, he's right on. He's on a fucking an amazing role.
Can I get an example?
Well, give him some
TV
examples.
Shows, right? Other than the TV shows.
Yeah, he's found videos that I like about old game shows. Like he found a channel
that's a genius.
He did a Google search?
Hit pause.
No, he came up with he's come up with ideas to help elevate things we're working on.
Okay.
Like ideas. It's like, hey, why don't you do this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. Amazing idea.
Well,
I don't want to reveal what his great ideas are.
Sure, sure.
But I'll tell you when we're –
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I have absolutely no – it's like – you know, the light is switched.
Yeah.
It was flipped.
Where did the switch come from, do you think? What precipitated
it? I think it might have been that last time Q was in the chair over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you guys were a little bit too hard on him.
We were.
Were we?
I don't recall. I don't recall what we even talked about.
Were we hard on you?
No, you're never too hard on me.
But what did we say?
I think you guys went a little too rough on the poor guy.
Yeah. We probably did.
Yes, I'm sure it was us.
He was never not our guy.
Fucking bro, you know, I don't know.
But I think he took it to heart, and he's like, you know what?
The office is clean in there now? That room's clean?
It's still a work in progress, though. But it's
one thing I've asked for 2 years. Not there yet.
But there is some progress.
Yes.
And that is better than no progress.
Right. That I agree with.
And it'll get there.
When we move out?
It will get there.
Okay, cool.
Smartest man in podcasting. I'm going to stand by that.
All right.
Smarter than Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen Joe Rogan's some clips. I don't watch him regularly, but I've seen some clips and I'm like, what the fuck? Flat Earth?
Is he a flat earther?
I don't know, but he's like all these weird conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. He's big in the conspiracy.
He was a moon denier for a while.
He was a what?
Moon denier. That we landed on the moon. Yeah, we landed on the moon.
Okay.
I will put my man up against Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
In a trivia contest or an IQ contest. Absolutely. I don't know if we can make that happen.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
I think he would make him look stupid.
Wow.
At the end of the day, yeah.
All right.
You think he would make Joe Rogan look stupid, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of people would say that's not that hard.
Not you, though, right? Just,
I wouldn't, but that's because I don't think I've ever listened to a single episode of
I'm just only seeing clips.
Yeah, I don't even know that I've
seen. Well, unless you're ready to commit to 4 hours of a podcast, you got to
watch
the
clips. I mean, I admire
clips.
His success.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Jesus.
Anybody Unum doesn't would... have that level of success.
No, but he also has never looked stupid on mic, though.
Not in the past 10 minutes.
You know, you could look at his body of work on TSD, and I want someone to show me where he said something so ridiculous. All right, not the blind
spot. Can everybody listening not waste their time pulling things that he said that are ridiculous?
I mean, Reddit is going is ablaze right now.
To turn on extra servers.
Yeah, I stand by it. The smartest man in podcasting.
Nice.
Yeah, he should. You should get that domain name.
I should get it. Sold you for $700.
And it should be a website devoted to you and all your accomplishments.
All the things he was right about.
What fucking clips did he pull for you?
He found some old game shows that I had never seen before, and it was like, this was a good time. Okay. And then he's proactive, though, too. He's like, I get in, and he's like, hey, I'm ready to edit this special project I'm working on.
Okay.
And it's all ready to go, and I just sit down, and then there's a croissant.
Right.
Out of nowhere, a fucking croissant just
appears.
Where'd
you get that croissant?
Lidl.
Where?
A little Lidl.
Lidl. It's Lidl. A grocery store.
It's like it's like an Aldi kind
of. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nice.
And a cold bottle of water.
You don't feel like he's kissing your ass a little bit? You like that?
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? You need it after all these years of dealing with it. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Bottle of water and a croissant? That's not a lot to ask for. Bread and water, literally.
Like a French
And he's happy with it. Yeah.
That's how low the bar has been. Oh. Well, good. I'm glad, Get him. I'm happy that you're working.
You look at see this? See this?
Yeah.
All done by Get Him. Am I pointing to something? Well, no, he said we need more green screen. Nice. I got more green screen. It's up. He's ironing it. He's making it. What are you doing with that special
steamer?
He's got a steamer. He's steaming the wrinkles out.
It on the wall like that?
Yeah.
So all the artwork behind it.
All the artwork's ruined.
Oh, wait a second about that.
He just ruins $12,000 worth of artwork.
I held it away as I did it.
Of course you did.
He ain't no dummy. He knows he can't steam
artwork. Why don't we wait and see what's behind that green screen?
Poor Tom Brady's face is all shriveled up. Now, what do you do like when you're not visiting the sick kids?
Yes.
Like, what's to be done? Like, is there a lot of downtime?
There's not a lot of downtime. It is hospital visit Friday morning. Then there's a charity softball game at Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City Royals. I saw those pictures.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. Sal hit a home run.
No way. Over the
Newt, it was softball and okay. Type of thing, but I was still cool to see my boy hit a home run in there.
He ran the same bases that George Brett ran.
Well, here's the thing. The whole infield was brought in.
Okay.
So, you know.
He still ran the bases, right?
He ran the bases.
Yeah.
I hit a double. I was happy.
There you go.
I got home. But he hit a home run. I was excited about that. And, and then you play that. And then you do – what's Friday night? I forget what Friday night is. And Saturday morning you go back to the hospital. And then there's a big show at the T-Mobile Center.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody buys tickets and, you put on a show. We did 10 minutes. And then after that, then there's a wrap up party. And then my flight was 6 a.m. the next day, but it raised $4.5 million.
I saw that. That was pretty good.
Crazy.
Kids Hospital, right?
Mercy. Yeah. Children's Mercy. It was great. I mean, look, I can't claim, it's all the guys that are, it's like Paul Rudd and Jason Sudeikis and, a couple of Heidi Gardner. But so they're the ones that throw it, whoever comes and goes is just there, helping them. But so those guys raise a lot of money for that.
So $4 million.
$4.5 million.
Is Q the new hero? Out with Lindsay, in with Q?
No, not at all. Those guys get all the credit. Yeah. But it was cool. It's nice, and you get to see those guys and everything.
Maybe I'm making a mistake. Is there a Big Lick also?
maybe there's a like a side festival that somebody does, but Big Slick is what Licks.
Oh, wow. I haven't thought of her in a long time.
30-year reference.
But nobody will get it.
No one should. I don't know. But Big Slick is a big thing. I guess some wiseacres were like, let's do Big Lick and do that.
Right. Kind of like South by Southwest, and then they do the
– Yeah.
Right. We got a tap Q as well. We need his name for this. Remember we were talking about what's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow and her vajayjay.
But that didn't come out, so nobody knows we were talking about it. It didn't come out yet. That was on Bride Trice episode.
Oh, was that Bride Trice?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you want to hear about that, go to Patreon.
In July it's coming out. I haven't even seen a cut of it yet.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, Sydney Sweeney, who's an actress as well. A lot of people like her.
Oh, I like her very
much. Is making soap out of her bathwater.
Wow. Good for her.
They teamed up with Dr. Sasquatch.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now she's putting out.
So guys, I presume, will buy soap made of her bathwater.
I guess.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think that it turns off the female audience? Like, they're not interested in that, right? It has to be some dudes who are just like, sweaty.
I imagine
fucking, clammy and all greasy, and you're just like,
their money spends, brother.
Yeah, I know it does, but that's really the only one that really wants to be caught going up to the counter and buying it, I think.
You're online now, bro.
That's true.
Yeah. Aren't those the kind of people you want to use soap?
Hey, Steve Dave. Smartest man podcasting. See you later, get him.
Why do we sell his bath water?
FDA won't approve that.
If we're selling anybody's bath water, it should be Frank's. He's the biggest bath taker of us all, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm always in the tub. Love
still.
It. Still.
Rub a dub dub.
Now, do you have a big like jacuzzi tub or a regular size tub?
Just regular size tub. But I put the bubble bath in it. I bring my iPad in there. I watch videos. It's like command center.
Wow. That tub.
Yeah, I love it.
Have you ever been scared you're going to drop a device in the water though?
No, I've had it happen. The dogs come in and knock the iPad.
They all got to be waterproof by now, right?
I'm using an old iPad.
And I'm sure it's not plugged in, I would hope. No,
he turned me on to bathing.
Really?
Yeah. He turned me on to the –
That sounds good.
Fucking, I go away for 2 weeks. I don't even know what I'm walking into.
Things are different now. It's all different now.
I mean, he turned me on to the attributes.
Stop
the joys
that.
Of bathing in a bathtub as opposed to taking a shower.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife thinks it's weird though. Yeah,
well, how often are you doing it?
I was doing it every other night for a while, and then she was just like,
and he was letting me know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We get back to the hotel.
Like, I'm in the bath right now. Are you?
Photo or it didn't happen.
Just FaceTiming each other.
It just happens to be I am in the bathtub right now.
Two of them locking their doors at the same time.
I get a text message. It's like 11:30. He goes, you in the tub? I'm like, I am actually. Me too.
But I'm terrified I'm going to drop my phone or my iPad though. Yeah.
What type of tub are you rocking?
Just a regular old bathtub.
Just a bathtub.
Just a bath. It's all you do.
Why? What kind of tubs do you have?
Well, when I redid my house, I put
oh,
in
you
like
put
a,
the jets
a
in
like a cloth.
Oh, you got a clawfoot tub,
and it has the heated sides.
Oh my god, we got to get in on this.
And it's got the tiny jacuzzi jets. I've lived there, I'm coming up on fucking 8 years, 9 years. I've used it maybe twice.
Would it be weird if we wanted to come and take a bath?
Not at all.
Not together.
You guys should come.
Take it for a test run?
Yeah. It's like acrylic. It's not like a
big porcelain, right?
No, it's not porcelain. That's what I'm saying. It's like an acrylic one that they sell. So it wasn't like –
It's still good though. I'd still give it a whirl.
Oh, dude. It is nice. But I never use it. It even has a little feature on top wall.
Yeah.
That I don't even know if it works. I never use it. But you put a little cartridge in it. You hit a button and it puts a mist over the water, scented mist over the water.
Dude, never used I'm just fucking happy if there's not like 17 billion fucking long hairs from my wife and my daughter all over the bathtub,
let alone a mist.
I'm just like, oh, there's only like 8 or 10 hairs. Okay, that's fine. I don't care. But wow, a mist.
I was wondering about your ambiance. Like, do you set up candles? Do you turn the lights down low?
No. Music? I put music on. Yeah, I'll put some Floyd on.
Oh, yeah?
Dark Side of the Moon.
Get out of here.
Yeah, start for you.
I
start
hate Floyd.
I know, but I've discovered the powers of Pink Floyd taking you someplace other than in that bathtub. I'm not in that bathtub, bro.
No?
When I'm listening to Floyd.
Remember I told you I'd play that video game, the space game, and I'd lower the volume and I'd put on Pink Floyd and just float through space?
Yeah.
And it was like transported. Yeah, it was awesome. But wait, let me ask you something, because one of the things that I mainly hate about the tubs is – I could deal with the water getting cold, just refill it, a little hot water, no problem. But don't you hate looking at your body in the water? Like, I just like look
your
down
and flaccid
like, oh
penis
my God,
floating
look
there.
At
yeah.
Me. This is what
well,
I.
That's why you use the bubbles, right?
Yes. Yeah, I use the bubbles.
I don't use bubbles.
Cover
no. I just look. I don't
all
care.
All natural.
Yeah,
you
like,
just
whatever.
Stare at it.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
20 minutes.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm like, this is it? This is what I was given? And then I just start thinking about the Kelsey brothers. And like, look what they were given. Yeah. Then it's Periscope up.
It would only. It would only be poetic if they had small wieners, right? Everything else they got going for them.
Yeah, they know.
They know. They don't worry
about it. There's not a chance on the planet.
Not a chance. The guy's a fucking giant.
They're Adonises.
Oh, yeah. They're really tall, right? Yeah.
He's so he's like – it's crazy.
He's got to be almost 7 foot, right?
I would not deny – I would not say that that's not true. But weird, because then I was like – I looked at photos of him on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't – he's not – and the photos aren't capturing what he's carrying around. Yeah.
In terms of like, he's just not good lighting.
His aura.
His aura.
Doesn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Brady didn't have that problem. He didn't. You know, there's no bad pictures of Tom Brady out on the internet.
I didn't say there's bad pictures. I didn't say that. I'm saying it doesn't catch his aura. Yeah. But I just, I sit in that tub and I just look at my flaws.
You got to watch video.
Yeah, maybe.
Anything else, yeah.
Maybe get a thing that sits over the you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, the little towel, the little table.
And do that. Yeah. It's, I'll give it a shot.
There's the health benefits.
I'll text you guys. Let me know, boys. Let me know. Get in the tub? Yeah.
There's the health benefits, too.
What health benefits?
Doesn't it lower your...
Oh, don't get me started.
Please. Well, you said your back hurted, right? Take a tub.
Yeah, but there's also... it doesn't
loosen your muscles.
The heat and everything brings your... thins your blood out.
You gotta come try my well. It's got the heated both sides of heat. I had many fucking dreams of me being in the tub with like a partner. The cat's sleeping it sometimes.
So when a couple of days from now, when I show up with a rubber duck in a bathrobe, you're not gonna be weirded out when I just show up at the front door.
I mean this sincerely. I would love for you to come and use that tub. Love it.
That is not many people are getting that invitation. I feel honored.
Yeah.
And privileged, and I will make sure that I.
I think you should do it.
Yeah,
I think you should do it.
I'll wear my trunks too. I don't want to go. I don't want. That's weird. You know,
I've been in it twice.
I know, but if you ever want to go in it, then you're always going to be think that I was sitting here. Okay,
I don't care about that.
Really, you think so? You can't wash a tub out.
Mm. Yeah, no, but still, then he like you know.
It's like he probably jerked off.
I wouldn't bother me either. that would be amazing. Come in your bathing suit. We could do a podcast episode from you with you in the tub.
Three men in a tub.
I mean, I don't know if all three of us could fit, but you could be in the tub. You know what I mean? And we could set up the mics outside the tub. I'd do that.
Yeah, okay. That would be funny.
You and Frank could come. The both of you would get in the
tub. Awesome. Oh, I would.
Dude, if you guys want to do it, I will do that.
I'll wear trunks if you do that. I'll do
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Let's do it.
Well, wait a minute.
Fucking amazing.
What do you mean? Of course you'll wear trunks. What do you mean? You think that you're going to go au natural?
No, I'm just making sure it's understood so I get the invite. Okay.
We'll
see where the
move
takes us.
That would be a great Patreon episode.
It would be.
Fat news.
Boom, baba, boom, baba, boom, baba, boom.
Fat news. Ooh, chicken.
Is this about me in my tub?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
What's her name? Dank DeMoss If you recall her, she was the 500-pound rapper who
– Yes, of course.
Was not allowed to go into a lift because
she's on Ozempic
it was going to ruin – no. It was going to ruin the guy's tires. And she sued Lyft, and it turns out she lost. And now she is on Instagram. Well, first off, she said it was discrimination. She maintained that that she should have won. But now she is on Instagram with a weight loss journey.
Okay.
Which says to me,
yeah,
she knew she was too fucking fat in the first place.
Yeah, well, the
otherwise you don't go on a weight loss journey.
Yeah, she knows. She knew.
She knew the whole time.
She knew.
No shame.
No, nobody's got shame.
Mm.
No shame. Well, it's good though. I hope she gets healthy.
Yeah,
because that would be inspiring.
It would be it would be inspiring if she could get down to a normal weight that, you know, she doesn't have to pull up a couch to sit down on like the Breakfast Club.
I heard there's another rapper who was a big rapper. She also lost a lot of weight. She was in Star Wars. Yeah.
Lizzo.
Yeah. Oh, Lizzo's thin now?
But I wouldn't say thin, but she's lost
a lot of weight. She's lost a lot of weight. Yeah.
Yeah, people don't like it.
Oh.
Some people don't like it. They did the same thing with Ashley Graham that Sports
Adele
Illustrated.
Too, when she lost weight, people are giving a shit.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're supposed to be there for us fatties.
That's tough. I understand. I understand you want like celebs to look up to that look like you. Mm. But come on, man. Let her get healthy.
Yeah. It's not fucking healthy exactly. No matter what you want to say. It's not healthy. Let the girl get healthy. So what is tonight? So what?
So the curator.
Yes.
And I want to give a big shout out to the curator. He organized.
The most zen dude I think I've ever met. So calm at all
really?
Times. Yeah, he's so like relaxed at all times.
I am a little worried about him though.
Really?
Yeah, apparently he can't stop chugging Monster.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, that's not good. We got to maybe do an intervention tonight for the curator.
All right. I just saw an article that was this 26-year-old it was female, it was a fitness influencer.
Yeah.
And she lived but like clean as clean can be, except three Monster energy – or not Monster, but three energy drinks a day. She died of a heart attack at 26 because she was just pounding those things. But and the curator is on energy drinks? Yeah, what the fuck?
Curator. Well, that's how he's able to be the curator and organize all this shit. He fucking put on in a hell of a weekend for, I don't know, maybe 75 to 100. I don't know how many. Frank told me 100.
But I'm not good at measuring. So.
Measuring?
Well, they're counting me. I would say
100. I'll say, you're not good at it if you call counting measuring.
It all goes back to the top of what I'm looking at in there.
But he organized and made it a free event for listeners, TSD listeners, to come down and spend the day at a VFW doing TSD trivia. Uh-huh. And then we're going – then he's got a – he rented out Smodcastle Cinemas in Atlantic Highlands. And
how's he paying for that, though?
He did a
GoFundMe.
A Go thing for all the people that are cool. coming and made it still – it's still free. Now Great. You get to go in and you get to watch a pre-released Patreon video that hasn't been released yet, so they'll get to see it first. And then they're going to Collingswood tomorrow.
Oh, cool, man. Nice.
He did a really awesome job, and he deserves a lot of kudos. You know, did it all himself.
Great, man.
Giveaways, posters.
Raffles.
Oh, man.
Raffles. Yeah. He'd be an asset too.
Yeah.
I almost said asset.
Not be mistaken. Asset, yeah.
Yeah. He's fucking one of the big backers of TSD for a long time, and he has never lost his
fervor.
Yeah. It's still like, you know, some would say he's fanatical.
Yeah.
I just say he's just happy.
I don't want to insult him.
you know how fanaticals can get.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, if you got to be fanatical of something, though, TSD is the better one, I think.
Better than religion, better than politics. Yeah, definitely. If you're just going spreading the word of TSD, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to pop in after. Do a
surprise Q&A.
Surprise Q&A. That's cool.
With BQ. You know, nobody knew you were coming. I'd have kept that a secret. So I think people are going to be very, very happy to see TSD on the stage. They weren't expecting it.
It's been 7 years? 8 years? Well, the Gramercy was the last time we went on stage.
All three of us. Well, you guys are just on stage, though, in Florida. And almost all the people here were at Key West. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That will make me feel better about slipping out the back. I got 25 people in my house. I have a family party the same day. I left all my cousins and fucking aunts.
I think I have to start talking to Q's assistant rather than Q. Because Q is – he's the most – optimistic guy at the beginning of the week when you talk to him. What days can you do? Oh, I could do this day. Like this way, this week we were supposed to do 3 days, and then he texts. He's like, "Wait, what are we doing?" Yeah. I'm like, "How does he agree to a Saturday if he has 25 people at his house?"
I don't know, man. Like, I can't. What's he thinking?
You want get him to be your?
No, I'm good. Ellen's good. Ellen's
well, right. Just to do your calendar.
No, don't want
to
do it. Okay, that's good. I'm good. Yeah, this is what I'm saying, dude. It's like I got that mid-season fucking mental burnout going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of
stuff.
It's just work and work and work and work. It's killing me. So, but it's events like this that make it fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this comes at a good time for me personally.
I blew off my family. I didn't blow off you guys.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
But personally, this comes at a good time because it's nice to have here. Because sometimes it feels like we do this in a vacuum. And the only feedback you hear or see if you go to some places has been pretty negative. So it's nice to hear people come in and be like, "Oh, I'll as long as you keep putting it out, I'll never stop listening.
Yeah.
I'll die listening to it. I go to sleep at night listening to it. I go to work listening to it."
That's nice.
So it came personally at a good time for my mental state of mind.
You're still going on online.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't shut it down. I got to answer emails and shit.
Trust me, you can.
I can. I can't. I got to.
Give the emails to him and then don't ever go online.
He's not that much of his guy. I said to Rupert the other day that I think that's one of the reasons like I don't – like Reddit doesn't bother me because Reddit is out there somewhere. And anytime we have an event, whether it's Q West, whether it's Jiggy's comedy thing, whether it's something like this, everyone's always nice to me. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't
only place
matter.
People are mean to me is online.
Yeah.
It literally
never
happens.
Seen it in real life.
Yeah, so I just stopped going online.
Yeah, we
– makes life pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You weren't here last week, so we released a clip show.
Right.
And I thought it would be a good idea to try to let people who know – who listen to TSD, who may not be on the Patreon, here's some of the things that, you know, that we are doing. Maybe you think they're funny, maybe funny enough to go subscribe. And oh my God, it was like I was fucking stepping on kittens with my stilettos and shit. It was like I posted some horrible, horrific shit. People were just mad saying it was the end of TSD. They've run out of ideas. Their time is past. People are like, "I'm embarrassed to listen to TSD."
Don't listen. put on headphones.
I don't know. Don't get it. I don't know. Like, what could be embarrassing though?
I just don't listen.
What are you embarrassed about?
It's like out of 15 years now, 639 episodes, not including Patreon, we've had one clip show.
No, that's not true.
No, we've had other
clip
shows.
We've had three.
Yeah. Have we really?
Yeah.
I don't really remember the best
yeah,
of.
Declan like, made of? One.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And then I asked him to make one a couple years ago. It has to be 4 years ago of Patreon stuff again.
Clip shows are a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, for some people.
You couldn't make it. Me and Walt were here. That's what we fucking did.
I get it. I get it. But
yeah,
it is – they think it's a sign that we're also chasing – I'm not really chasing bigger numbers or new people. Mm-hmm. They're like, they got to do this.
But even if you were, what would be wrong with that?
You know what? I think new listeners could equal problems, But
rain?
That's rain. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
So I'm just trying to appeal to the people who we already have who aren't on.
Okay. You
know? I'm not really looking to branch out and find new listeners because, at this point, it may be too daunting anyway, but – that's what it was for. It wasn't, but people took it as a sign of pull the plug. They officially have run out of.
Even though
ideas.
We're back the next week with another episode,
they can pull the plug anytime they want. It's so easy to pull the plug
without letting people know. No. You don't have to
can't
let
do that, can't bro. Do that. Can't do that. Yeah. You gotta let people know because I don't know.
But it was super nice to see
a God rain.
Yeah, that's like torrential.
So many happy faces, just happy to be here. And you know, it, like I said, if you do this and you don't hear that kind of feedback, you can think that everybody thinks that way.
Yeah,
and that's not the case, though.
No, I think your mental health. Not yours. I think literally everybody's mental health would be improved by not just staying offline.
Right.
I agree. Social media, I don't even do anymore. Like, I just – it's like I just don't care
anymore.
You should
post some pictures of you guys and Jonah Ray.
I didn't post any of them.
Not Jonah Ray.
Picture of Adam Ray. Adam. Like, the last one I posted was a fucking groundhog in my yard because I thought he was
well, I saw him. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, other than that, like – and that I was just like – it's like – it's like society has got to be realizing that social media is – bad.
Yeah, I still like to take the pulse, though. You know, even if
but it's not an accurate pulse.
Yeah, that's true. It may not be an accurate pulse.
It is not an accurate pulse. People's voices that shouldn't matter get amplified, and to you, you know what I mean. Mm. I mean, I don't mean like shouldn't matter to the world. You know, everybody's got a voice, but I mean like voices that shouldn't be in your head are. Why? Because you invited them in. So whose fault is it? Is it the fucking assholes, or is it you for letting them in?
Yeah, it's a tough question.
It's not. Well, it's a pretty easy question.
In Walt's case, I understand. Because, like, if he were to seek out on Reddit or Facebook or anybody where people talk shit about us, that would be one thing. But, like, you do. You have to answer emails. Like, when emails come in, they're not all fuck you.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Absolutely not. I don't want to paint that picture. There's plenty of wonderful, kind, sweet emails, too. But – it's just nice to see that many people come down. We didn't say come on down. They just did it on their own.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's impressive that there's that many people that like it that much. And they like each other too, and they want to hang out and chill together. It's we've gotten people married from this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully they're still married.
Kids.
if they're let's say a listener got married. They met each other through this podcast, and it doesn't work out. Can you still listen to the podcast and without feeling like it has to taint the podcast, right?
A little bit. Yeah.
Like maybe it's hard to get jacked up for that release, that weekly release.
Yeah, when maybe
there's that kind of back history, though.
Maybe not. I don't know. I guess it depends on how bad it went down.
Like maybe you'll be looking to it for solace. Like, maybe I can just listen to this. But yeah.
Hopefully that's not the case. No, I'm sure those young kids are still happily in love, you know, and not it's, like it, the they're curse, newlyweds.
Not like the curse of the stash where everybody who gets married there gets divorced. Whether it's Mike or Kevin, it doesn't matter who marries them there.
Yeah, there has been a string of people who got married at the secret stash.
Really?
It didn't last.
Well, I mean, are you taking marriage seriously if you get married in a comic book store?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are you mature? Are you making a mature leap? You know?
Summer. It's finally here, Q.
It is.
It warmed up. It went from fucking the nice 70s to fucking like 90 and humid as fuck.
Oh, fucking wild. I'll take that, though.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, better than the cold. Oh, summer, more warmth, more light, more time to spend outside. Summer is a time to be out and about, enjoying every moment from sunup to sundown. But we all need a sidekick who can keep up so we can enjoy our favorite music, podcasts, and in calls in crystal clear sound all day long. That sidekick is the Everyday Earbuds by Raycon. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds are the perfect summer accessory, whether you're working hard at the gym, enjoying the sun, and taking those work calls outside, or jamming out while barbecuing to your favorite tunes. Enjoy premium audio that goes wherever you do. Raycon's latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair two devices at once. And Raycon's quick change function is just 10 minutes of charging, which will yield 90 minutes of battery life. The earbuds also come with active noise cancellation, something difficult to find at such an accessible price point. Raycon start at just half the price of the other premium audio brands. Raycon's everyday earbuds, come in a spectrum of vibrant colors to match your summer vibe. They do have a lot of new colors I saw. So if you're not into black or blue or red, they got a whole bunch of other colors. I just recently went to Vegas, listened to my Raycons the entire time there and back. And they didn't even die on me. And if you're loving your Raycons, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee return policy. No questions asked. So go to raycon.com/TESD to get 15% off Raycon's best-selling everyday earbuds right now. Raycon is offering 15% off their best-selling everyday earbuds only at buyraycon.com/TESD. That's buyraycon.com/TESD.
Speaking of jamming, I was jamming the other night.
You did some jamming?
Yeah, me and my mom went to a concert.
Yeah. What concert?
Check this shit out.
Okay.
I got to sit close enough to get Cousin Brucey's brow sweat hit me.
Were you at his funeral? Because I thought for sure he was dead by now.
How is Cousin Brucey still alive? I'm glad he is, but
he is still alive, spry as a chicken.
Ooh, Cousin Brucey.
Doggy.
And he was the MC for Tony Orlando show.
Holy shit. This sounds awesome.
It was fucking – I couldn't keep the smile off my face.
Yeah?
And it was somebody named Andy Kim who I didn't know who he was, but then when he started singing some of his hits – yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, I know this one. Yeah. I know this one, too. Rock Me Gently, Rock Me Slowly, Take It Easy, Don't You Know That I Have Never Been Loved Like This Before. He sung that, and Tony Orlando sung all his big hits, Tie a Yellow Ribbon, Gypsy Rose, Knock Three Times.
How old is he now?
He's 80-something years old. They played fucking – I was like, oh, I'll be out of here by 9. The shit was fucking – I admit, it was 11:30. I didn't get home until 12 o'clock.
Holy shit.
It was awesome, though. Yeah. Like, it really gave me hopes that these old fucking guys, this is how they stay alive, by performing.
Right.
And that's – our goal should be podcasting when we're in our 80s like these guys.
Yeah.
Right?
I just saw a picture of Rick Springfield shirtless at 75 playing a guitar.
He's fucking in shape.
Dude, I was ashamed of myself. There's not even anybody around me, and I'm like, you fat piece of shit. Rick Springfield, 75-year-old man's out there looking buff and cut and fucking rocking out and shit.
Weren't we together? Didn't we see The Who together?
Yes, we did.
And wasn't he in his, like, 60s at Daltrey, and he took his shirt off, and we're like, motherfucker.
Yeah, we're like, God damn this guy.
10 years younger than I am. The shame is real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun.
That's great.
And I knew all his big hits. And that's the thing, though. He doesn't have any medium-sized hits. So he has like 4 or 5 hits. So then it's like, holy shit. It's just like song after song that you're like, I don't remember.
Oh, he doesn't do covers? He's not let me give you some Sinatras.
Yeah, he did. He did Coming to America.
Oh, all right. Great. Yeah. Fine. Hey, man.
It it gave me inspiration. Like, that should be our goal.
Yeah.
Podcasting into one more.
Keeping
80s.
Us alive.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to die.
I think that's great.
Yeah. No, no one wants to die. but you have to have, I think, that something in your life that you love to do. Like these guys want to be up on stage.
Yeah.
And they didn't embarrass themselves at all.
Oh, no. How old are they? Got to be in
their 80s.
Late 70s, early 80s, right?
What does his voice sound like? Does it sound
amazing.
Like
amazing?
No sweeteners or anything?
As far as I could tell, no. And I saw him like put the mic down and do things like – because it's – and there's no backing tracks.
Oh, no?
I could tell there was no backing. This guy's voice is still spot on.
It's unusual at that age. Usually they need backing tracks.
Yeah.
Tony Orlando.
And there was – he brought somebody out who does doo-wop and like bomb with the bomb, but dang a dang dang a jing a dong. And it got me thinking. That was our parents' – dangerous music, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of went the way or their grandparents.
I think my parents were Elvis. I'm a little younger than you. I'm like, so my parents.
But they definitely grew up with doo-wop then.
Yeah, but my dad was born in 46. So by the time he was listening to teenage music and stuff like
66?
That. He would have been in this, you know.
So he's Beatles?
Yeah.
And Stones and shit? Yeah,
my dad was always a country guy, though, so he never gave a shit about any of that. Mm.
But you'd have to agree, though, that at a certain point in America, bomb with the bomb, but dang a dang dang was like gangsta.
Yeah. It was getting banned.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what's the only way that doo-wop could come back where the kids were into it? If doo-wop was like singing about like banging strippers, like – and
and
if, rappers decided to sing doo-wop, then it would work,
right? If, well, I think like, but if they did it with like Balm to Ball, and then they just rolled into like,
so that's the only part of it that they take is the beginning, and then they roll into like Wet Ass Pussy.
I would think it had to be very vulgar, but I think doo-wop could come back when this guy came out and did Balm to Ball. I don't know if he's the original guy that even did it. He may not be. The fucking place went nuts.
Like, what was the average age there?
What do you think?
I'm thinking about Tony Orlando.
It was
Orlando.
A free concert, too.
Oh, it was free?
It was free.
Oh, wow.
It was to seniors.
Where was it?
Garden State Arts Center.
Okay.
In Homedale. Right around the corner from my house. So,
right.
Like literally 5 minutes drive from my house. But if I had to guess, 80?
About 80?
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of old timers there, and they love their rock still. You know, I'm ashamed of our generation who kind of like put the flag down for rock
and
roll.
Yeah, turned their back on rock.
You know,
they let it slip through our fingers.
Rap is more popular than rock? Oh, I like rap now too. But our fucking – the greatest generation – that fuck rap. I'm a rock and roller.
Yeah.
That's why I had tears in my eyes watching these old fuckers.
Or because of Brucey spit one of the two.
And they are so patriotic, man. What a night though. Like I thought I would enjoy myself, but I enjoyed myself even more than I thought I would.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Those guys, like, they don't, I agree with you. Like they don't need to do it.
No.
They're doing it because
I don't know. You don't think they need it?
How much money do you think they're making up there?
How?
For free.
How much money is still coming in?
How much money am I making tonight up there? You know what I mean? Like you do things because you love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
He came out of retirement for this one show.
Oh, wow.
Tony Orlando had been retired and he came out of retirement to receive some sort of award from the military.
Oh, shit.
For all the work he does with vets and stuff. And so I don't know if anybody will ever see Tony Orlando ever perform again.
So you might have seen the last Tony Orlando performance. That's pretty cool. How'd your mom like it?
She loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But she was apologizing the whole way up. She goes, I don't know, you're not going to like this. I was like, I don't know what you think. I go, but I love 70s music. I said, I'm going to love this. I said,
right.
She goes, I think you're too young for it. I'm like, no, man, I'm going to love this. But I loved it even more. And Andy Kim, yeah, he had a lot more hits. You remember him?
No.
I didn't know his name either. I wasn't recognized by name, but when he started singing some of the songs that he – oh, he sung the song Sugar Sugar, Honey, Honey. That was him, but with the he was the lead singer in the Archies.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, that sounds like a pretty good concert to me.
Yeah, it does sound pretty fun.
Yeah.
Any wafting of the Mary Jane? You smell any of that?
I told my mom to, if she was going to smoke it away from me.
Right.
Go in the car and smoke it.
Walt, I'm going to go get high. I'll be right back.
Smell.
There was no marijuana. No. It was a fucking straight edge show, maybe. Straight edge or fucking rock. Not to fucking zone out like zombies and
have,
shit.
Like, exes growing on the
ground. 80-year-olds.
Yeah.
What, who opened for them? Or did anybody open for them?
It was the guy who sang, I don't remember his name, but he had another big hit, In the Jungle, The Mighty Jungle, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And this fucking guy could still get those high notes.
Yeah.
Still got it at his advanced age.
Damn.
It is
the Trogs, isn't it?
It is so impressive to see guys like – and they were just so happy to just be on stage performing. And people – but I wonder if that show was even $5, how many less people would be there though?
You never know.
Yeah, but it was put on by the state, so like for seniors.
Really?
We found over the years that when you do – sometimes when you do free events, people don't show up. We started charging like $5, like events that would be free. We started charging because there's a psychological thing where if someone spends even $5 on a ticket, they don't want to waste it and they show it up. Like when we did free stuff, people would be like, sign up for the tickets. And then like 40% of the people would come.
Really?
And then one of the promoters were like, you got to charge $5. Watch what happens. And we did. Something about spending that money, people show up. Mm. It was a weird, it was like an interesting little thing.
What was that place in right across from the San Diego Comic Con? You guys did like a, I think, at a baseball field.
Petco Park, yeah.
Petco Park, yeah.
Padres Park, right?
That was huge.
Yeah, we did that, I think, 5 years in a row.
Yeah, that was huge. Did you charge for that? That was free, right?
That was free, but it was Comic Con, and it was.
And like, everybody's just coming over from Comic Con, right?
Yeah, those days were fun.
Huh. Mary Beth just got back from Texas. She went to see Blue October out there.
Oh, you finally got out of it?
Yep. I didn't have to go to this one.
Who'd you go with?
Her brother. Her brother and MJ. You know MJ with the red hair, Spider-Man
lady. Yeah.
They all went together. And I was wondering, because she had such a good time. She was so happy about it. And I'm like, who would I go to Texas to see?
To see.
Like as a rock band or
Ozzy.
Like the last of Ozzy's concerts?
He's doing that. He's doing it over in London.
Oh, is he? So this is supposedly his farewell tour or something?
The lineup is insane.
He's headlining, but it's his festival, right?
Yeah, it's the last Black Sabbath show. Tony Iommi's going to be there. And the lineup is absolutely bonkers. It's Anthrax, it's Metallica, Sammy Hagar, Billy Corgan.
Oh, Billy Corgan.
It is going to be like a 15-hour show.
And then you see those shows that look like the fucking US Festival or whatever, and I'm just like, who?
I would love to fucking have been the US Festival, though. I wish I would. Hindsight being 2020.
You're a kid, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But an aunt's going, and we were talking about it earlier today. She scored a ticket, and she's going to fly over to London and see or Birmingham to see. I forget where the fuck she said, but it's in a soccer stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got to take a plane over to see it.
Sounds worth it.
You wouldn't go to Texas for that?
I would go to Texas for that, yeah. Yeah, those are a lot of – if I had good seats. But if I'm like – like the first concert I ever went to was The Who. And it was at the – I guess it would be – is it the Spectrum, the outdoor?
It's gone, yeah, but that was there, yeah, Philly.
And I was – they were at one end. And I was all the way at the other end. And I could not – this is before the time of like the big jumbotrons and shit. So you couldn't see anything. It was just a bunch of people around you that were completely fucked up on whatever, alcohol, drugs, and you could hear it. It was loud as fuck, but you just couldn't see anything.
So you're telling me if you had a chance to go see the Ozzy show for free or whatever, but you were like a mile away, you wouldn't go?
Oh no, a mile?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go a mile.
A mile away?
Oh, so sit a mile away?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, no way.
Why? Just to be in the fucking the stadium and to feel that power, to feel that fucking energy?
Nah.
I'd sit 2 miles away to fucking see Cousin Brucey.
Oh, I thought you were right up there.
No, I would have, though.
Oh, you would have.
Even though I was for this event, I was so impressed. I'm like, next time if they're like, you got to sit 2 miles away, I'd be like, all right.
Really? You'd be sitting in the lawn seats. Bullshit.
I would. The energy?
85-year-old people. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Lawn, slippery lawns. Yeah.
It's also nice to be the most spry motherfucker there.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
There's something.
Everyone's like, damn, look at this youngster.
There's something nice about that.
I may be a grandfather, but you're a great grandfather.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. Do you have something going on Tuesdays? Do you have a new, like, regular thing on Tuesdays?
Why?
Because 2 weeks in a row, you said you couldn't do anything on Tuesday. So I don't know if you were like going up to see the grandchild on Tuesdays
or if I'm just looking into something that's not there. I don't remember what was going on. It just happened to be a fall on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're going up. He's home. He's at my house right now, the grandkid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're down for the weekend. Just happened to fall on, you know, the curator's weekend, but I couldn't bail on the curator, you know. Not even for my grandkid.
Grandchildren come and go.
Not even for my grandkid.
I feel your pain, bro. Yeah, that's that.
You got a house full of kids. I mean, of people, family. Yeah. You know, I got my grandkid there, but I'll see him tomorrow, you know, for a little bit before they leave. But then we're going up on Father's Day.
Okay.
So we're going to go see them.
Is that the following week?
It's in June. I don't know what – I don't know what week. It's in this month, though. I don't know when it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got to get your dad something good.
Yeah,
tickets to the Black Sabbath reunion in London. Come on, he's too young for doo-wop. He must be ready to fucking
want to do anything.
Doom rock.
He wants to read. Doom rock. He wants to read and watch sports. That's all my dad wants to do.
Tell him it's at a soccer stadium.
When we were down in Key West, he barely wanted to say hello to people, let alone engage.
Oh, your parents came?
They came. Yeah,
oh, that's nice.
My father didn't want to go. He walked into Margaritaville. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what? He's like, what's going on in here? My mother's like, it's part of Brian's thing. And he's like, go. Jim Quinn doesn't get too worked up about anything.
But Carol Quinn loves it.
Loves it.
She can't get enough of it. Yeah, she's in there. She's having fun.
That's her personality. She's always been that way. Yeah, she likes it.
Yeah, Pam's the same way. You put Pam in a social situation, she'll be having fun.
Yeah.
Very same as you. He likes to talk to people, but he'll sit back and wait until somebody talks to him.
My dad doesn't want to talk to him.
He doesn't want to talk to anybody.
He doesn't want to hear it.
On one of the cruises, Mary Beth said that was one of my favorite moments, was just walking by your dad and he's eating an ice cream cone. Nobody's bothering him. He's reading his book and he's just like doing his own fucking thing. Yeah.
I tell you what you should have did. You should have sent him over to sit next to him and talk to him.
No. There's no cracking my dad.
Get him could do it.
No, he cannot.
He cracked me.
Got news for you, dude.
Bring him over a croissant. And a bottle of water.
And he'd be like, what is
best
this?
Friends.
He'd be like, throw this shit out and get me a Pepsi. Like, he would not. My father does not want anything to do with get him. or really me, I guess. Stoic is the word.
Stoic.
Yeah. It's made of granite, that man.
All right.
You got an ad?
I got one more.
Okay. I think we got a – I don't know. I don't know if we got to wrap it up yet.
How long does it take to get over to the theater?
It doesn't take that long to get there. I would say it takes a good 20 minutes. So like we're out of here by 7:40.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Summer is here. Almost. More sun, more light, more time to do all the things that make summer so special. And the number one thing you don't want to be doing all summer, spending hours cooking inside. That's where Factor comes in. Factor's chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are ready in just 2 minutes, taking the hassle out of eating well. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle. Over summer and beyond, with 45 weekly menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your summer gains and goals. Choose from options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and more. Factor powers your day, sun up to sundown, with nutritious breakfasts, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. Factor has the whole day covered. Enjoy more this summer. Get Factor if you want all the flavor and none of the fuss. My wife likes their shakes. She's always drinking their shakes. Can't get enough of them, Q.
I like Factor.
Yeah.
I'm on record.
Yeah, you're a Factor guy.
I sure am.
I've always been more, you know, I've always craved more flavor than fuss.
A lot of people do. A lot of people do.
That's what I've always been about. I've always been like, hey, man, you know, hold the fuss.
Isn't there a little way to get a little more
heavy
fuss?
Heavy on the flavor.
Get started at factormeals.com/TESD50 off and use the code TESD50 off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code TESD50 off at factormeals.com/TESD50 off for 50% off plus free shipping. factormeals.com/TESD50 off. That's for that. Anybody keeping up with Diddy?
No.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, Walt. You only follow 3 people on Twitter.
Who are they?
It's Declan.
Okay.
It's some sort of football thing. And then
– oh, it's the Detroit Lions guy, yeah.
Detroit Lions guy. And then there's something called Wisdom Stoics, which I couldn't figure out if maybe you followed them accidentally because
– yeah, probably.
It's a company, that helps you build your social media presence. I'm like, he doesn't even follow me or Q. He's following these guys?
Yeah, that has to be an accidental follow. I don't even know. Yeah, I would have no idea. Even if I saw it in my feed, I wouldn't realize that I was following it. I would assume it was spam.
I wanted to ask your opinion on this too. I don't know if you saw this, Walt, but there was a California high school track star girl stripped of a title. Now, the reason being, it was because at the end of the race, she mimicked this Olympian runner who at the end of the run took a fire extinguisher and sprayed their shoes.
Oh, my God. Their sneakers on fire?
Like they're running so fast.
She mimicked it. She didn't really have a fire hydrant.
No, she had a fire extinguisher.
While she was running?
No, it was at the end of the run.
Was that the one she went over and grabbed it and did it?
She ran over and grabbed it. I guess she was that sure she was going to win. She brought a fucking fire extinguisher with her.
She had that much time to do all this? She had lapped that many runners?
She was fucking fast.
Yeah, she ran the race, and as soon as she got done, you know, she won. She went over into the the center field part and grabbed the fire extinguisher and just sprayed her shoes very quickly. They took her title away for that.
Wow.
They said it was like
the celebration. A lesson in sportsmanship.
Celebration was over the top and unsportsmanlike.
I would have to think there has to be rules in place, like firm rules. And it can't be like ambiguity. It can't be like gray area. It's got to be like you can't do this in a celebration then.
Right.
Because, yeah, if not, then I think she might have a case then to try to win back her.
Get it back.
Get her back.
Yeah, well, the officials were saying that it was against the rules for like over-the-top celebrations, which is like – it didn't seem that over-the-top to me.
I don't know. That is kind of – you don't think that's over-the-top?
I mean, as fast as she did it and like – I mean, yeah, is it like bigger than just being like, yeah, putting her arms up in the air? Sure. But like as fast as she sprayed her sneakers and then like put it down and walked off, I was like – but I guess – then everybody's doing shit like that. Like this there's a new thing with high school graduations are not high school graduations anymore. Every person who gets their diploma dances off the stage or has huge stacks of money and is like and it's like making it rain and shit. Yeah. Dude, it's insane.
Yeah, like, but like have you been to a high school graduation?
Oh yeah, they seem way more fun than, than the average the average graduation. At least something's happening.
Yeah.
But they're breakdancing, they're doing flips, doing all this.
I mean, it sounds so much better.
Can I ask you a question about the track meet though? This is at a track, right?
Yeah.
Why would they have a need for a fire extinguisher outside at a track meet?
I think she brought it with her.
Oh, so it wasn't even the school's fire extinguisher.
No, no. I think it was hers. She knew she was that sure she was going to win that she brought it with her. And then she's like, I want to mimic this Olympian guy.
Maybe that's the technicality that's going to cost her. She brought – yeah. If it was an existing school fire extinguisher, maybe she'd get away with it because it was just there in the spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
She did it. I don't know.
I'm saying it's premeditated.
The premeditation is,
may cost her the medal. I mean, I would have a hard time if I was in charge taking it away from her. Maybe just a warning.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because who are they giving it to? If I was
the second place the runner,
down, I would be like, I don't want it. I'd be like, I didn't earn this. Give it to the girl with the fucking hot feet. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, society, I think, needs some people that are a little like, a little spit in your eye. Not Cousin Brucey. I mean, like, a little like cheeky motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I think society needs it. I think like a big problem of where we are today is because everybody basically fucking acts like politicians. You know what I mean?
Everybody wants to follow a certain total line.
Everybody, fucking celebrities, like their answers are as measured as politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good that there's everybody that's like fucking, fuck you. Here's a little hot foot.
Yeah, I got a little hot foot because I ran a race. I won. I'm probably going to go to school on a fucking scholarship. Yeah.
But the cool – I wonder though, did they just make her cooler by stripping her of that title?
A martyr.
Like she's like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? She might have made it cooler. Might have built her up a little bit.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't take the medal though if you're in second place?
No.
I'd take that medal.
Oh,
yeah. Like I won.
Hey everybody.
I'm the winner. Not her. She's the dope that fucking look sprayed that her feet.
Right, you know, I see that too, but I wouldn't want it.
Yeah, I don't know if they were like, look, it's toxic chemicals, it's this, it's that. I just think that it was a rule about celebrations and she broke it, I guess.
Mm.
So I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I did ask you about Diddy. Nobody's following Diddy, huh?
No.
Yeah.
We hope he rots. That's all we hope for.
No fair trial, huh? I mean, it doesn't look good for him.
No.
The dragging of the Cassie, his girlfriend at the time, dragging her out of that elevator.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Wait a minute.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wild, man, and they showed like her bruises and her cuts and stuff afterwards. And
that's enough.
I gotta hand it to the guy who's Cassie's now husband, because he has to sit through that trial and listen to all the dirty shit that his girl did with Diddy and the text messages.
Oh, they have kids too.
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be rough for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if at the end of that rainbow it was fucking $50 million,
well, I think she got. I think originally the payout was like – I'm pretty sure it was like 20. Diddy gave her 20 million.
So she already got 20.
She already got 20.
Well, if I was her husband, I'd be like, why don't we just live off this 20 and not tell everybody that everybody pissed in your fucking face.
Yeah. You know what he should do? Come to court with his Ray J Raycons in.
Yeah.
Put them in. Don't have to hear any of it unless she was with him too. I don't know.
That could be. And, I want to put a pastor.
It'd be tough to listen to like what your woman went through. For how long were they together? How long did he?
A couple of years.
Especially a guy like that who's kind of into the extreme.
Yeah,
acts.
Kinda.
I don't want to paint anybody as into the extreme acts. I've learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to repair my image. I don't want anybody said to me anybody who's into those extreme
as
sexual
long as it's
acts.
A willing, yeah. As long as it's a willing situation, then
but
no
so
harm.
You're right. It would be difficult to. You'd have to have a strong stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you found out she did something that you wanted to do and that she declined to do, but then you're like, you did it with him.
That would fucking.
And you don't do it with me.
That would burn me.
That would burn me,
honey.
Yeah,
I want to do that too.
Yeah,
I bought all this baby oil.
Why do you sound like such a beggar? All sad.
Oh. I'd be like, you did that with fucking Diddy?
Well, he's Diddy.
I'm your husband.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, that would be rough. That would.
Yeah,
be
that's
rough.
A good point, man. That would really fucking bother me if I'm like, wait
it's
a second.
It's like, I'm not that kind of girl. Right, then you find out. You find out she was doing it with Diddy,
not
though.
With
all
me,
that
you
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that would be rough. I wouldn't be happy about that. It's crazy because, like, if you just think about your life and, like, going to, you know, a family party with your girl or, you know, at the dinner, it's like he's sitting there. And everybody is just like, this is the girl that fucking did all that shit with Diddy. Like, this is just, even if they're not being judgmental, it's like, you know, everybody's thinking it. Mm-hmm. And that'd be a little tough.
But that's like going under the assumption that everybody in the restaurant or out to eat knows all the ins and outs of the trial and everything. I think it's
family parties.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
you can't have maybe a blanket, like, don't listen to the trial.
I think nothing's going to make people listen to it more than telling them not to listen to it.
Well, you're like, don't listen to that, Mom.
Yeah.
And, and you tell your brother, don't listen to that because it's going to make picnics and family get-togethers weird, okay? Don't listen, please.
Sure. Sure. But the kids, I feel bad for the kids. Like, they're going to – look, I understand this. They're going to grow up with X amount of money now. But, like, they're going to have to grow up and, like, hear what their mom did. And it's just, like, again, like, not judging anybody for what they do. But, like, you don't want to hear about what your mom did.
Should they have sealed the records? The sexual records?
I think
just the sexual records. Seal them.
I should put a sexy seal on.
Break the seal on the sexual records.
No, I want to see
it. I want to hear the judge talking like that.
Sexual records.
Yeah. But you know what? That this is why she is brave for bringing him down. She's sitting in court. She's dealing with all that, you know.
The footage that allegedly the footage that they have of Diddy dragging her, you know, by her hair and stuff. He paid the one of the security guards, head of security or something, $100,000 to delete that footage.
Mm.
Somehow he kept it because it's out there.
Probably to cover his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took the $100,000 and was like, fuck you, Diddy.
Well, just in case, and like you, and like he ever came out that someone like confronted him, like you deleted it and he could be like, oh, I got it.
Right, right.
You know, just in case it came, his ass was ever on the line about it.
Which it turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rough, man. Rough. But who is used for a guy that beats a girl anyway?
Right.
You know, that could be the end of it right there.
He's all gray-haired, too, now. I guess he must have been dying his hair. Cause, or the stress of jail, one of the two. Because his hair – he looks like he's all white-haired now.
Mm-hmm. He probably always was white hair. He just stopped dying it so he could look older.
Yeah.
Like those guys in that movie who show up to the fucking – what movie is the gangsters? They show up with the air masks on when they go to trial. Like suddenly they're like
– oh, that was a Casino.
Casino, right. When the fucking mobsters were in front of the judge, they're all in wheelchairs.
And then when they're outside, they take them off.
Funny, man.
We better wrap her up.
Yeah, we got to
go greet some aunts and
go do a little Q&A
tell them
action.
How much we appreciate them and give the curator some props.
Yeah,
he deserves
on
them.
The stage.
All right.
Sweet. Well,
tell them, Steve, Dave.